Welcome to our call this morning. Welcome, everyone, and also happy Mother's Day. Hello, hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, let's start. Just being here present, just taking a deep breath along the body to be straight and not slumped, at the same time relaxed, allowing all of you to be present here. Wonderful. So we spoke a little bit about the triangles yesterday, and I can see that there are a few of you here that we, I'm just looking at, there's a new name here, it's probably somebody is in a different place. Okay, there is, you know, maybe some of you that would like to go over the triangles again. I'm going to just leave that towards the end of the call and just speak up to me if you would like me to go over that again, because most of the people that we met yesterday, they were on the call yesterday, went over it. And So if we want to do maybe a couple of triangles towards the end of the call, just please let me know, because they are quite powerful, and it's so easy to shift out of something that you're experiencing, out of your suffering, out of your emotional suffering. So I will start taking some callers right away, and I want to start with Ruth Jean, because hi, Ruth Jean. I saw yesterday you had your hand up, and then it was gone, and it was up, and then it was gone, and then it was up again right when I kind of quit the call. So what happened? Would you like
No, to... I was in a desert, and I was so desperate for the connection, and we go in the valley, it cuts off, it goes off.
Oh, that's what happened.
So frustrated.
Okay, well, here you go. You have your first shot this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. And
welcome
to your new home. And happy Mother's Day to everyone and to the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm going to want to connect first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it's so funny how we're sitting here and connecting, being in that oneness, and then the line is really busy. There's all this erratic, static stuff going on. It's pretty much what happens in meditation, right? So we remain as that which we are while all this weird stuff goes on, so without paying attention to it, right? Because everybody's hearing this right now, too, right? Yeah.
I have a lovely, I think, I only did one or two triangles when I listened to that module a long time ago, and even before I can make a triangle, it just dispersed. So that is my experience as far
Good.
As the triangle.
Yeah, it can go very fast. That's absolutely right. So, yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And then now I just, the unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious is like, dissolving also, and just I don't know if I'm one or I'm just I love the flow, I love everything, I just love.
Good. Don't worry about anything. Don't let the mind to analyze too much. When you're in the flow of love and you're just happy,
mm-hmm.
that's your groove. That's your, you stay with that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the last time you said don't go complacent, go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said you go deeper. And I said, I don't know how much I can go deeper here. There's nothing in me now.
That's good. That nothingness. That nothingness is what you become. You go into that. You become that.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ruth. Okay. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, so we have Cindy here. Cindy, hi Cindy, how are you today?
Fine, thanks, and you, Arathna.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, a little kind of far away, but I can hear you, yes.
Okay, I'll try to come closer.
That's better, thank you.
I have some questions and then I'd just like to flip.
Okay.
Gosh, my heart is beating like crazy.
Today? Okay.
I haven't experienced it before. It's like there's like this nervousness or, I don't know, excitement. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy.
Just feel this for a moment. Just really be totally present. Just really present. Just I'm helping you. Notice it's dissipating a bit.
Yes, but a lot of emotion actually came up as you were working on me.
Mm. So, yeah, that sometimes happens, Cindy, when we have sometimes when there's emotions just about to erupt from deeper layers of the heart, then the heart is beating faster, right? It's almost because it gets quickened, and we kind of anticipate something. We're kind of scared because we don't want to feel it. And so, yeah, so just allow yourself to feel deeper. And if it helps you to hold your hand over your heart or to breathe into your heart and to just feel the emotions, just remember they pass through you and you are not the emotion.
Okay, perfect. And then with regards to the triangles, very interesting, because I think I've been doing the triangles wrong all of this time. So what I've done, maybe you can just quickly tell me, is that if I know, you take the example you gave this morning about overwhelm, I would do a triangle on overwhelm as the opposite of whatever it was for me.
Can you come a little closer again? I'm kind of missing some words. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. Thank you.
Okay, so I would take overwhelm, get my opposite, and then get the transcendent state. But then I would swap the word. For, say, for example, overwhelm would become stress, and then I would find opposite for stress. So instead of taking overwhelm and just deconstructing it all the way down, I've been doing it this other way.
Yeah, you have to find the polarity. Otherwise, you're not getting out of duality. You don't go into the oneness. You have to find your exact frequency, the exact polarity for overwhelm in this moment, whenever you feel it, and then you let those collapse. And then a new state emerges, because the moment they're collapsed, you are going to experience yourself differently. And this is not reversible. You can't reverse it. Each triangle or each square has unified you, had made you more whole. And then you're in a new state, and that has a different expression. And then you can take that new state and make another, find that opposite as well, and you continue all the way into the light if you want to, you know.
So you're actually taking the same, call it negative state that you're holding, and you keep collapsing that all the time until there's no more overwhelmed feeling.
Yeah, the overwhelm should release right away. Let's say if you take overwhelm, the opposite, what would be your opposite? Was it, what is your opposite of overwhelm? Is it
calm?
Okay, good. So you take calm, the energy of calm, which you all know, everybody knows that, otherwise you wouldn't want it, right? And you take overwhelm. There's usually an attraction and a repulsion, right? The attraction is towards calm and the repulsion towards overwhelm. Although some crazy people like that the other way around, that exists too. So, and then we basically, we just say, don't want that anymore, I'll offer both up. Because when you let both go, they can go back to their original state. And then you wait, and then there's something new that emerges. And then that one has also an opposite, because the heart is still dualistic. So it will continue, because it's in the middle of the chest, right? It's not up in the crown. So the heart will always have another opposite. So triangles will always have another opposite.
I get that. You see, but what I've been doing is taking like the overwhelm, finding the opposite of that, finding the transcendent state. But then instead of collapsing or deconstructing overwhelm, I will find another word in place of overwhelm.
I'm not sure if I totally understand. So once you've collapsed them both, then you have a new word. Right?
Yeah, so instead of taking overwhelm and then seeing if there's something more on overwhelm, I would go, so what's coming up now is stress. So I would write stress down and then find the opposite of stress and then get the transcendent to that.
That's good. No, that's correct. That's what you do. Exactly.
Oh.
No, that's correct. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I misunderstood what you were saying on the earlier call. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, good. Awesome. Was there another question?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, let's just sit here for a moment. Yeah, and whatever else you feel in the heart right now, there's a little bit of heaviness, you feel that and you make some more triangles until that releases.
Okay.
Right. And if you have, for example, really, let's say your heart is beating very fast and you call it nervousness, then you'll find the opposite might be relaxed or peaceful or whatever. So you can, it's just the art, and it's very important, the art of being present with what is. The moment you even name what you're experiencing, you already have to be in presence. You already have to detach from this ignorant state that you think you are being the sensation. So that's the first step, and then the next step is to basically work with it to unify it. It's very simple and very precise. All right, Cindy, thank you. Okay, I'll let you go now. Thanks. Okay, bye. So we have Kasri here. Hi there, Kasri.
Hi, Ratima. Happy Mother's Day.
To you too. Yes.
I figured I saw your son's birthday photo from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Today I stumbled across it, and so you became a mother like
a few days before. Yes.
Yeah, like 11 or 12 days before me.
I know. We were in the same boat at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice
right.
to know.
Yeah.
So I've been doing, I haven't done triangles in a while, so I'm really glad to have them come back up mm-hmm. and to review it again, because it was something that was really helpful to me last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I did them a bit differently, and I'm wondering if I overcomplicated it.
Do you want to describe it?
Well, I would feel like, I guess because I do energy work, I feel a lot of energy in my hands. So when I put, let's say, a bit overwhelmed in my right hand, like I would mm-hmm. feel like this ball of energy, and then I'd go ease in the left hand. And then mm-hmm. as soon as I put attention on the left with ease, the energy ball is there. And it was just, it's like the energy ball just keeps going from right to the left, right, left, and until all of a sudden it just smooths out and there's no ball anymore. It's just all merged together.
You're doing the same thing. You're just observing what happens in the subtle realm, where others are just being still and are completely in the nothingness and just expectant, where you're actually looking and observing. Now, that requires more power, because you can't get distracted. So if you can hold your center and never get distracted about watching this back and forth, you know, it's like, as long as you watch something, you have to also have the power not to be totally distracted by it. Then you can do that, as long as everything dissipates, right?
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, it seems to work for me.
Good.
And it's funny
Perfect.
That you say I need more power, because I don't see myself as someone with lots of power, but it seems to, it's very enjoyable to me to
Good.
Watch, feel the energies. Okay.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Last night after our call, it was 11 p.m. for me when it ended.
Mm.
And it was a bit challenging to fall asleep, but it was a pleasant, like I felt wide awake in a very pleasant, energized, beautiful way. And then when I finally fell asleep, like I kept waking up, and I was kind of in that state that I was in about a month ago, where I was kind of meditating all day as I was going about my day, and I was in that blissful state.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like that. It's like I was asleep and meditating, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just opened up to a new level of consciousness, and it's very blissful, and you can't really sleep because you're too awake. You haven't reconstructed or created a new platform of where there's a proper sleep and proper waking, so everything's kind of blended, right?
So
you'll just grow into that. So you it's almost like you expand it, become more conscious, more blissful, and once your nervous system is acclimatized to that frequency, then it will separate itself again. You know, the parasympathetic nervous system, sympathetic nervous system doing their thing during the day, during the night, and then you have a proper night and day again until you make another leap, and then there's just kind of, you know, everything gets sort of, you know, because what we do, we go into oneness, we're beyond polarity. So that will show up, that your sleep and your day waking consciousness and meditation gets all kind of a little unclear, kind of all blends a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, it's very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last question Do these two phenomena go together, like the whole awakening process and seeing lights and colors and all these phenomena that so many people are seeing? Do we have to have both happen?
No, not at all. Not at all. I had one teacher. She was completely non-psychic. Yeah. Her name is Swatantra Jyoti, and she was completely non-psychic. She was had none of that. All she knew is to be that, to be the self. And so that's the, it's a world different depending on your constitution and on also your past life training, right? What your soul brings into this life, you know. And there's a lot of people that can be very, very psychic, but they can be so unawake, completely caught. And you look into their subconscious and there's so much clutter in there. They're so dense, you know.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because it's not really happening for me.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Not at all. And especially when you have, you know, like, do you look at life in a much more, like, you call it like a magical way where everything is more alive? It's almost like, I would say it's more blended, you know what I'm saying? The magic is here, really. It's not in another realm, you know. It's good to know that everything is right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that just kind of brought up this beautiful emotion of joy, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to, like, just cry with joy.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I'll tell you a story. It is there's a woman who wanted to learn, you know, to become a witch, and she was in training and said, well, when can we finally learn magic? And then the teaching witch would say, well, go make a cup of tea. And she said, well, that's not magic. She says, oh, why not? I said, you're taking water, you're taking fire, you take a plant, you put it all together and alchemy happens and you got a tea. And that's the magic of life. So it's all happening here, you know. And you cook all the time. So that's really, it's when you, the more awake you become, Majeesan talks about it. He says, you know, where's all the pretty lights? All gone, right? For him for a long time. Yeah, because it's all here. There's nothing other than here. This is right here where we bring, reality into this, what we call that which we see with our sense organs. The mind becomes so clear that everything is right here, right now. We're not going anywhere. I actually mentioned it on the Telesummit, you know, yesterday, if you were on it, I think you were, where I said to Betsy, it's all here, we're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay, bye. Okay, so that's Shelley. Hi, Shelley. How are you doing today?
You can hear me better. Just full of energy. I want to connect, so you're going to be able to feel it. It is really in the heart. I kind of feel not the base and the sacral, but the heart. And when you first came on, I was twitching and jumping the minute the call came on. So just a lot of energy, but it's very good.
Good. Yeah, it is a lot of energy. It goes all the way up to the throat. It's radiating up, right? Yeah, and the heat, too. You're still feeling the heat, right?
Oh, I always feel the heat. That never goes away. It's been my whole life.
Yeah. No, that's good. Let it it's very good. It's very good because when you have that fire, it's also very healing, right? And don't you do healing?
Yeah.
Don't you have clients or something? You know, you talked about it. Do you find that the healing is changing for you or people are affected in different ways?
It's intense. Oh, gosh, they're intensely. I just worked with a gal today who's been in physical therapy for 2 weeks, and her pain was gone instantly when we went in, and just through the energy. Yeah, so it's the energy is my the healing is my strength, not so much the intuitive hits. I shouldn't say that. It is. It's the claircognizance, but it's the energy. So, getting to
know this. No, that's good. Yeah, very pure. So just keep it pure. Never own the healings. Just know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you talk about it like that, but you essentially always give it over, right? Yeah, good.
Yeah, exactly. Always. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Shelley. Okay. Bye. Okay. That's Anna. Hi, Anna. Hi, Hoi. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
I have two questions. And first one, I always had a hard time connecting Mother Earth to go down to the center and stay there. can you help me with that? Or is it enough to connect with the nature above?
Let's do it together. Yeah, let's just do it together. You sit relatively straight, right? So, and then you just, you know, drop down through the perineum, right down. Just maybe even imagine like a string with a heavy anchor at the bottom, something that's pulled. I let it pull down, 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 down. I want you to really kind of know the earth is below you, right? Right underneath your chair, wherever you're sitting, and you just go and then you come towards the center. And once you're there, you really anchor yourself there. You can also sometimes just imagine you're wrapping that cord around the center of the earth. Beautiful, bright, brilliant, crystalline light. And it's almost like when you tug it, and you feel like almost you ground a bit stronger. Just kind of you wrap it and you just tug. It's almost like you feel your feet now pushing against the ground, or the floor that you're touching. So you're really connected. Can you feel that? That there's a bit of a tightness there, how you connect. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
And good. And then you're open to basically you come back up in your attention. Now you're nicely grounded. And then you can open the crown and go up in a straight line past the soul star, a foot above you, and then above, keep going into infinity above you. There's another point, which I call the mind of God. It's kind of past the clouds. Let's see if we can find it together here. And then there's a clarity there, and then you just know it continues into infinity. So now you're grounded into Mother Earth. Can you feel that a little bit different now? Do you feel that? What's your experience?
It felt easier with connecting downwards. Yeah.
Downwards is easy, but upwards is not so easy. Okay.
No, today it was easier downwards. Usually I was on the way down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. No, yeah, because we're doing it together, right? So grounding. Yeah. So basically grounding is a little bit more difficult for you. That's okay. So when you have a hard time grounding, Anna, then you will really push hard. And what you will notice as you're trying to bring that line down, and what happens, it starts wobbling. It goes back and forth or something, and you just lose the contact. You just, again, that's power, right? You need to concentrate, and you just, again, take it and you push. You literally push.
Okay.
You push energetically down, and you push through, and you push through, and you push through. And because what you're doing, you're pushing through some emotional blockages and other kinds of blockages, and you need, it's like a technical way of going past it, and then you can ground.
Okay.
So just do it. You just make up your mind and just do it. And sometimes it doesn't feel good. You know, I know that. It doesn't feel good, but you just do it until once you all of a sudden, oh, now I'm grounded, and that's easy, and you feel so much better.
That's good. I don't know why.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Anything else?
I was thinking about the retreat.
Okay.
My mind had this idea. I'm not sure it's right. But if I can't afford it, is it because I'm not ready to receive the energy?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it like that. Not at all. No, there's just physical circumstances that are sometimes really hard to overcome. It's more like, how do you respond to this not affording? Do you say, it's more like it's a challenge in life, it's a blockage, right? So either you say, it's really not a priority, and it's not right for me to go, and I have other things that I need to balance, or you just work with it and just say, this is not acceptable. I'm open to something that makes this happen. So you come from your heart and find what is true for you, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. One last question.
Okay.
When you wrote about if we see the light, we could focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
The light that you're thinking of, is it within or where is that light?
Good question. I love that. No, I'm glad. I know you think, I should have asked this. No, that's a good question. Where is this light? Good. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Once I've felt the light,
You saw the light?
Like the light? I can feel the light in my crown, but this time it was coming more streaming down and outside of me, but it was still outside of me. So I don't know if the light...
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I prefer if you bring your attention to your heart, like everybody right now, bring your attention to your heart, and inside, deep inside, like somewhere in that center, there is there, if you don't see the light, which you won't, if you have to go pretty deep, then you just start visualizing a sun, just the sun like you see in the sky on a good, nice, sunny day. That's in there. And then you hook yourself to it and concentrate. It's concentration. It's not meditation yet. You concentrate. You keep letting go until it becomes a contemplation. And then maybe, and you will keep losing it. But then after initiation, you will notice that it's just there. You know, it's much easier. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. It's just veils. I mean, Christine talked about yesterday. It's just veils of the mind, the movement, the waves of the move, the prana, right? The waves of the, you know, the mind that obscure the sun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Thanks. Thanks. Bye. Good. This is Linda. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
Like pulling out of a samadhi. I'm just so grateful for this call. Gosh.
Oh, good. Good. Did we talk about some things that just fit today for you?
Yes, very much. I've been running like crazy, selling our house, so I so welcome this beautiful community and you, and I just feel so much peace with everybody. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
Connect, and maybe I have this walnut-sized energy sitting in my shoulder that's kind of bothering me, so I'm just feeling it will dissipate.
Are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, in and out. Mm-hmm.
So you just want to connect?
Yes, please.
So when you're in samadhi, right, and there's lower and higher samadhis, and then you experience some trouble in your body like you described, in samadhi you don't have that. So you have to go deeper into it because there's a duality, right? There's you and you have something that's troubling you. So you know that you're in polarity, you're in duality. So you want to go deeper.
Okay.
And until you are forgetting and not perceiving that anymore. So you want to, samadhi is really about no perception eventually, where you are just completely unified and there's no mirroring in the mind. There's no, the arising of the sense of self doesn't happen. So is that helping?
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, because you know, with you, I can sense you're I spoke a few calls back about it to keep challenging yourself. You're in a really nice state. You got to experience a lot of bliss and all this. And my suggestion as a teacher is to say, go past that. Give up the bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Give up all that nice feeling. Go further.
Okay. Into the darker clouds.
Well, where are the darker clouds? Are there any? That's not, when you give up the bliss, there isn't darker clouds. You don't know what comes after that, right?
Oh, I just saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. And somebody with no name and nothing, it's 3122. Hello?
It's me. It's Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, hi there, yes.
Hi, yes. I'd like to connect.
Sure. Very nice, Sandra.
Thank you.
Very, very, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very beautiful. You don't have any questions, right?
No.
Good, good. Okay, thank you for sharing
it. The question I had you answered in the first call, in the other call, so.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. And we're in 30164.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. Who's that?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Melissa, hi. Hi there. Yes.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I had a question and then I wanted to connect, I guess.
Sure.
So I in meditation, I go more into the stillness and the oneness. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see, is that... And more in the third eye is where I rest more comfortably. Should I change something during
no.
my meditation? Or okay.
No. Yeah, just stay like that. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I keep going back and forth as far as connecting with you on the calls because, you know, going into the stillness and the oneness, I feel connected with you during
mm-hmm.
meditation. So, but yesterday on the call, you had said something about needing to connect with people on the early call, the telesummit call. So are there like transmissions that it is good to connect on the calls or it through meditation since we are connected, since we are one?
Good question. Okay, what I see on the telesummit calls is always for the general public. It might not always apply
okay.
for students, right? Because I can't always say
right.
things that... But if you are in meditation and you're connecting and you're going into the oneness, then there it is, you know? So
okay.
you are going past this concept that there is a space between us, and that's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, just keep
okay.
doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Good.
Yep.
Good. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Sally now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. To you too. Yes. To everybody.
I don't have any questions today. I just wanted to connect.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. And this is Alberta 403. Hello.
Hello, Aratima.
Yes.
This is Linda calling.
Linda, yeah.
I wanted to thank you for being such a divine mother.
Oh, okay.
You have filled my life with such grace, and there's so much to be grateful for that. Too numerous to go into right now.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank you for, I think, right in this moment, the tenderness that comes up, which, you know, during our call, which I haven't responded and let you know about, because I'm taking my time with this. I tend to be an impatient person, so I thought that opposite of that would to be very patient with what I've received. And part of the call when I thought, oh, I never asked about the triangles I wanted to ask, but it was like you already heard that. And so thank you again for yesterday and the triangles. That was very
mm-hmm.
clear.
Mm-hmm.
The one question I had around that was when we were bringing it into the core, it was interesting because I could, going through the subtle layers, I could feel the part of where it moved into the heart and then it was starting to go up and higher. And I thought, wow, this is a really beautiful thing. And then I was starting to feel where in my third I was very calm, and yet my heart was pounding so much. So that's just a sensational thing that you just observe and let go.
Yes, and if what matters is that you are, then if there's a suffering in that heart pounding and you having, let's call it anxiety, but then you take another triangle with this. But if it's just something that you are neutrally observing, then this will pass through and then you just let it happen. You don't even have to, like the way you're describing is you're really watching what happens in the body and describing it. What we really want is the focus is that you're aware when you're suffering and when the suffering stops, when you have transcended it. So that's the key. But if in the process you're very aware of what goes on in your body, that's okay as long as you don't get distracted. Same thing I said to Kasri. If it's a pleasurable, enjoyable, good. But otherwise, it is more important in the long run to be checked in, I call it, you being resting in that which you are truly, the nothingness, instead of having awareness caught up in all the phenomena because they never end and you're feeding them and making them more real. Remember, you become what you put your attention on.
Yes, I love that line. I remind myself of that often.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more of an excitement, I think.
Good.
An anticipation, like, oh, you know, I'm on the brink of, because I'm anticipating, I know there's the next, but not to get caught up in it, but just
yes.
aware of it.
Yes, there is an anticipation because there's a tension. The moment you create you put the polarities back together, they are really creating a tension because they're starting to, it's like there's magnetism, right? Electromagnetic suction like a magnet and they come back together and we can feel it and that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I just wanted to mention was I was in meditation and I don't often get visions anymore or anything, but this was surprised me, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there are caves in Mexico where the crystals are so huge.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. I'm meditating, and all of a sudden I have an image that around your area are huge crystals like that in caves. And
you know, that's very interesting because nobody thinks of this area as a power spot. It's completely unknown. Barely anybody lives here. I mean, maybe 2,000 mm-hmm. people. But the energy here is intense. And like I said, I was called here by some vortexes, and I can see them. I see three of them. And there's hot springs here, like in the mountains. But there's mm-hmm. something else going on here that has not been discovered. I see some beings across the mountain here that I see. But with time, I will explore a little deeper. I haven't had really the time to do that. But that's kind of interesting feedback. So you do see crystals, right?
And I knew that there's a different, it was like a different grid system is coming on. I can't explain it, but I thought, I wonder why this is showing, because I'm near a very sacred spot too. Anyway, it's curious. And I've been thinking a lot about that Sasquatch energy, which is, and then I found there's a lake near there that's called Sasquatch. So anyway, it's not that I'm making anything of it. I'm just seeing it, and I thought I would just share that with you.
No, that's very nice. No, and I'm sure other people are interested who are coming here to know about this. I might add to this that when I initiated back then, Jason, we had this sort of guru ceremony. I just followed on guidance. There was something unique happening between the two of us that I was told to ground the masculine and feminine into create a, like an ashram, but more than that, it's not about a place, but bringing an energy, creating an energy grid. And we were holding it for a while. So it was done over years, step by step. And then here, when we came here, interestingly, we moved in here on May 1st. I didn't really plan this. I wanted to move on April 28th, but no, they couldn't move out. So it became May 1st. If you know this from the pagan history, this is the day of the goddess. And so it's a very special day. And so here we are in this house. And so we feel that, and it's all stone, right? The whole house here is made out of marble or crystal. Not the whole house, but a lot of it. And so it is as if our energies here are going to change the grid. And I think I'm stabilizing this area as well.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you're sensing as well. Yes.
Yeah, all the way up.
Up
like
where?
All the way all the way going north and all the way down south.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
like
interesting.
The South American line.
Yes. Ah, that's very interesting. Okay. And I seem to be more connected with Italy here as well. Interesting, since I've moved in here, my niece from Italy is going to come for Christmas, and my cousin called me, and suddenly that. So this is some kind of, I don't know, like some kind of satellite point. So it's going to be interesting to explore.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I was feeling the newness of this grid in a particular way, but yeah, that's where I find I get the information, but then you kind of wonder what's the mind and what's just clear knowing.
Yeah, well, you can always double if you, like, for example, I mean, Shelley and others who might be interested, that if you get some information, right, or you see things and you're in your core and this information just blends, it kind of goes in like butter, right? It just really blends nicely. There is no static. It doesn't fight, right?
Oh.
If it's a false image, it'll start creating the static. Then it's a true seeing, just the way you see your feet or your hand in front of you. It's just really there, yeah.
Oh, thank you for that.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Linda. Okay. This is, Calgary? Is this Katya? No, right? Who is this?
Winona,
that's right.
Yeah. Hi. All these Alberta numbers showing up. Okay.
No, sometimes it seems like a different city than last time. Okay. Hi there.
Hi. Actually, it's interesting, all this talk about heart beating really fast, and that I've been having that since yesterday, but not in an anxiety way, just kind of in a deepening way. Like it just keeps peeling back the layers, and I've been feeling really, really vulnerable and really soft. And the ego, there's this part that wants to protect me, right? That keeps saying, oh, you're feeling soft and vulnerable, we must stop this. But I've been sitting with it, I've got the day to myself, which is really good. So just lots of tears and lots of
good. How, if you say that I'm the one who's protecting, I'm the one who's putting the brakes on, how does that feel?
Yes.
Does it want to get stronger, or is it helping you to allow it to soften away?
It it softens it away, because I'm not then fighting the ego, because it's me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That softens it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it feels good, and I guess I would love to sit with you for a minute or so. And thank you.
Yeah, just keep going into that heart and just ignore the rest of it. Okay. Okay,
thanks,
Winona. Okay. And we're in New York now. Hello, 8458.
Hi, yes, it's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
It's interesting that what Winona brought up, because I was feeling similarly.
Also a lot of heart beating fast, or?
Lots of vulnerability type of thing.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to connect.
Yeah, no, that's good. I was just contemplating your vulnerability, and vulnerability, heart is vulnerable, so it's good. It's a good thing to be vulnerable. It's good. You got a lot of Shakti going up your spine, eh? Can you feel that?
I think that I can feel it more now. I feel like I feel a lot more when I'm on the call, where it's easier for me to notice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets more amplified. It's just more of a space there. That's good. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, thank you for that light ball today. I noticed you guys put a light ball around.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll let you go. No more questions, right?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Danielle. Bye. And we have Bedford 6037.
Hey, Ratina.
Hi there. Who's that?
Hi, it's Leslie.
Leslie. Oh, yes. Hi there.
Hi. I was wondering if I could connect with you as well.
Wonderful. Everybody's doing so well. Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. And we are here at 44777. Hello?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah. Who's that?
Hi. Hi, it's Kim from London.
Oh, Kim. Oh, hi. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Yeah, that's right.
No.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good. I was just wondering if I could just sit with you for a while, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, that's my cat.
She's like, what's going on? Good. Wonderful. Everything
Thank
is going perfectly. Good. Okay. Thanks, Kim. And we have 42088. Is this Ursula? Hello? 420888. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi there. Who's that?
Oh, hi. Sorry. That's it's Anya.
Anya. Oh, okay. Hi, Anya. Hi.
Hi, Sankar. I would like to connect, and then I've got a question.
Okay. Yeah, I misled you with the Ursula. Right, yes. Take a deep breath in and just allow yourself to be just the way you are. Completely, utterly perfect. That's just who you are. It's just perfect. There you go. Did that feel better?
Yeah, it feels very nice. My heart is beating as well.
Yes, good. You had a question. Go ahead. What's the question?
The question I would like to ask you, what is the bridge between us surrendering to what is and wanting to change it or heal it in case of physical problems or change a situation in your life? What is the bridge?
Beautiful question. The bridge is love. And what is love? When we accept something as is, that's love. Love is acceptance. It has no judgment. If you want to change something, heal something, healing can only happen through love. So a healer is in a place of utter non-judgment and is essentially allowing that love of the universe to do the healing. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Only the ego is actually making a difference. The ego makes it like, it's like a coin with two sides. On one side it says, I'm accepting it. The other is, I'm healing and changing it. It's the same coin and it's love always. So the art is to come to a place of utter surrender, and that means to be absent of ego. So if you go into the heart chakra level, we're mm-hmm. talking about surrendering to God. If you go up to the third eye and the crown, then we're basically surrendering to the fact that we don't exist. We're nothingness. There's just all that. So we're always ending up with nothingness. And the nothingness is a nothingness to the mind and is a fullness to you as being everything, the oneness that you are. So it's always the art of being without ego. So now coming back to, let's say you are in the mind and you are caught in there's a choice. You see, choice is always mind, right? Should I accept it or should I heal it, right? That's sort of the human conundrum. Then you have to notice that you are trying to make a choice here. You're caught in the mind. So the first thing is get out of there. You have to be in a state where there's no choice. You have to live the choiceless life where you're always in that. And then you will naturally respond with truth. Is this good, or is there something unclear still?
No, it's good. I just feel that I'm not in that place yet.
I notice you have doubt. Yeah, I know. I noticed you have doubt, and that is not nothing you should believe in. That's why I'm saying you're perfect. There's doubt coming up for you. It's on the left side of your heart, that where you doubt yourself, and it's very deep. So now that doubt, we're just gonna deny. That's not who you are. You're none of that. None of that. You also already who you are. You're not getting there. So this idea that we're going somewhere, we're gonna also right now for you, it's not true. We're not going to believe that, okay?
Okay.
So just more self-acceptance and love. That is when you fall into love. You are here without any fragmentations. So okay. Just wait a moment here and just... are you noticing something smoothing out or being more here? Can you describe it?
It just feels that I need to sit with that. I feel that I need to sit with what you've said.
Okay.
It needs to sink in.
It needs to
sink in. Because I'm trying to grasp it with my mind.
Yes.
But it has to be in my heart.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And it's always sinking in. You just let it happen. Yeah.
Yes.
You're just like lying in the sun. You just tan. You just have to go into the sun. You don't have to do anything. You just make yourself available.
Yeah, and I feel my mind is like screaming, help. I'm not getting it. But yes, I understand. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, that's the innocence, right? To say, I don't have to understand it. It's okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. No, beautiful. Thank you. This comes up for us. Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Aratima. I am not even sure how to ask this or really speak about it, but I felt moved, and it's good. Tears are coming to bring this up in the call today, mm-hmm. Whatever you do with it. But it's just like wherever I'm being moved to next is just a sense of like letting go of everything. And really, I don't know if it means like moving to an ashram or something, but just really devoting my full time to that some way.
Yeah, feel that, go deep into the heart, let that heart really open. The tears are coming, and this experience of surrender. Now, as I'm letting the words come now. So, and this surrender reflects up into the mind, and the mind wants to do something with it. It says, oh, I must move, I must do this, I must do that. So we're just going to let all that reflection happening, like the light is hitting some mirrors and it's reflecting all over the place. We're going to let that just happen, and your attention is just feeling this deep opening in the heart and this deep devotion. The devotion is starting to open up, right? Can you feel the beginnings of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this devotion is not even towards anything, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just pure devotion. This is your heart. Your heart can love. Your heart is utter love, love. So now I'm going to say something very powerful. Is this unbelievable love? You just skimming the surface of it. That's really the divine loving you, loving existence, loving everything, all the imperfections, everything. So you're just starting to get a sense of what life is really about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now devote yourself deeper to it. Just know that this is all you can. You breathe for it. You live for it. That's what you live. You sink deeper into it. You're entering a spiritual reality where the mind cannot follow you. In Christian terms, you would say the devil can't go there. Yeah, nothing can follow you into that. Yeah, you are going to be completely safe. It's like you're seeding a whole new reality for yourself. You're seeding a spiritual being. You become, you wake up on the spiritual level as something new. And there's some tears because you're dying to the old Louise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be still for a moment. There's a lot happening now for everybody here. So how does that feel right now, Louise?
It feels, I still feel a lot of energy moving. I feel a lot kind of my heart chakra and above that, little shortness of breath. So I guess I just then just meditate and just sit with this and not let, I mean, I didn't feel like I was really doing a lot with my mind, that that things were just kind of moving through. But
yeah.
You're saying, yep.
Go ahead.
No, don't think at all, or
No, don't do anything because it's all happening by itself, right? You're not actively
mm-hmm.
thinking. If the thinking is happening, it's a softer thinking now, right? After waking
right.
up, softer. It seems to be just happening. There's no harsh ego. I am thinking, like that doesn't
right.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the your body is a bunch of thoughts. So you're living in the world of duality. So everything is a structure. These are structures. They start to begin to change. They melt and they change and adjust. And so you're on this reconfiguration time. And of course, this is all happening in the experience of time and space. So when it gets really a little distracting, you can always laugh at it and just say, hey, it's just all a dream. Nothing is really happening. You can, that's one way of responding to it if it's very distractive. Or better, if it's about the heart, you go deeper into that fire of love and that sweetness. It's a kind of bittersweet love. You just go die into that. So again, where does your attention go is where your road leads, where you go, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with you, I would say is that you are an analytical person, right? So your tendency, pretty much like I am, very analytical as well. And that's the German part in me, right? Can construct everything. So, and then the Italian part is a little chaotic, right? Thank God I got both. So when you get that, you just kind of just know that anything trying to figure out is a waste of time. The inspiration, next module we'll talk about breath and inspiration spirit, things just come to you suddenly, that is just right here. It's the revelations are more important. Things will be revealed to you in the middle of, like, you know, in some movement somewhere in the kitchen or whatever you do or at work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So don't go researching anything like that type of thing.
No.
That's what you're saying. Got it. Okay.
No, yeah, exactly. Because remember, the mind can never understand it anyway. So whatever you get is not the truth. It's just a partial truth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Aratima.
You're welcome. Good. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay, good. So let's be here for a moment and just allow everything that we've spoken about just to settle, and just know that nothing has to be truly understood, that everything is beautiful as it is, and that you're always in the right place at the right time, and that you're perfect as you are if the mind doesn't come in and mess with it. I'm just remembering again that there's no beginning and no end. You are always eternal nature. Yeah, just being present, just finding that joy, or the stillness, or the light, or the love, whatever is coming up for you right now, and not allowing yourself to enter into any confusion, dropping that always something confuses you, makes you feel uncomfortable in your being. You just drop that and just become natural again. You just relax into your beingness. Good. All right. Thank you for being here today. This is a wonderful weekend for everybody. And have a wonderful day, Mother's Day or evening. And we'll talk soon again. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.